Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros College Pick'em Show. As always, our title sponsor is MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com. Get off the couch. Get into the action. Go to MyBookie.com. Use promo code Drinking Bros to double your deposit all the way up to $1,000. D'Anthony, finally missed one last night. I felt weird about it. Did you guys get it? I'll give you some love at the top. I know you went all in on the Rams last night, but I can't remember Hot Bob and you.
No, I went all in on the 49ers. Yeah.
I'm sorry, the 49ers. I was on the Rams.
I took the Rams up plus in a teaser because I didn't
cover that either.
No, they didn't, but I knew they were going to lose. I just didn't think it was going to be that bad because San Francisco can't typically score that many points.
Who did you have, Bob?
I told you that the Niners give them trouble.
They do.
No, it wasn't
Jimmy
even
a, it wasn't it, trouble. It wasn't, though.
It wasn't even about that. I think the fucking the Rams are going to lose this week as well. We'll get to that, I guess, on Thursday,
the NFL show. We will. But I wanted to give you some love at the top because you called that and you were pretty sound about it. Me personally, this 49ers team has been such dog shit all year, and last night they showed up looking like a goddamn Super Bowl team again. And it's strange.
It's not strange. It's easy. Don't turn the ball over. That's it.
I guess so.
Jimmy G doesn't turn the ball over.
It's very short passes and then, you know, a good run game and everything else.
You only need to throw the ball 5 yards when Debo Samuel catches it.
Yeah. It's true. And look, Brady did it for years and years and years in New England. So I guess it shouldn't be that surprising.
You need to complete one 20-plus yard pass a game, typically.
Right.
With that team to win.
But I think the surprising thing for me personally is that the Rams simply can't do anything on defense. With all that talent there, they're just getting run, dude, by these guys.
This is one, you have to understand how big of a loss Von Miller was, right? I mean, the Rams had no success before he got there. They had a good defense, right? But they had no success in the playoffs until he got there, and now he's gone, and they immediately fold again.
Right.
Not that many changes. I guess Allen Robinson hasn't really worked out as their number two option. I don't know if it's because he can't get open or because the offensive line is about 40% of what it was last year. Yep. Stafford is, I heard somebody on ESPN this morning, and I'm not sure I agree with this, but they said he's the kind of guy you can win with and not the guy you can win because of, right? So it's like there's two kinds of quarterbacks. One,
I agree.
There's a group of quarterbacks that you win because they're on the field, and there's a group of quarterbacks that you can win if they're on the field, and then there's everybody else.
I agree with that statement.
Yeah, he's clearly not the kind you can win because of, I don't think.
Yeah, me neither. But he did get him a title, so no matter what, he got him a championship.
And good for him. He's had a great career. He's put up a bunch of stats. He got into a good position last year and won himself a title. The end.
Yeah. And whether or not they, you know, they're certainly not going back-to-back. And whether or not they get there again after this year remains to be seen, but even if it all ended after the season, great career, won a Super Bowl. It's tough to shit on Matthew Stafford.
I mean, the guy I feel bad for is Aaron Donald.
He got $100 million out of the gig. He's fine.
He was ready to go.
Yeah,
and they talked him into coming back. But who knows? I mean, football is a long ass season. They're still 2-2.
Sure is.
They've got plenty more games to you know, do some stuff. Maybe they bring OBJ back and that helps them out a little bit. But to be honest, I don't think they have a great shot because without one, San Francisco's clicking now. And I wouldn't be surprised if OBJ goes to San Francisco, to be honest.
Well, actually, so he had a meeting yesterday and he was at the Giants facility. They are 3-1. I wouldn't go back to New York, but
they're 3-1 the same way the fucking Cowboys are.
I agree. I wouldn't go to New York, but hey, certainly for what he wants to do and media wise and all that stuff, New York or LA certainly makes sense. I don't know that he really gives a shit about. He already won a title. I don't know that he cares anymore. But he just wants to be famous.
If he goes to a team like San Francisco, now you got a pretty good shot of winning a title again, right?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, they got a good defense.
They have the best defense in the NFL. I don't think it's close at this point.
With the Chargers out, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But college football show today. Last week, absolutely crushed. Only got one wrong. I was in the boat with Delco on that Arkansas plus 17. Still pissed off that they blew that. That was the only bet I lost over the weekend. And I lost the Monday night game. Great weekend overall, right around 5,500 that was made. You know the rules. We'll recap last week real quick as far as the spreads go, how we did on these games, and then we'll give you our picks for this upcoming week. It is important, though, to go to sign up for the free Facebook Sports, Drinking Bros Sports page. It is private. You get to see all of our bet slips. There was a couple people that DM'd me that said, hey, you picked Oklahoma on the show. Why didn't you bet on them? Check later in the week. Things change. We do the show on a Tuesday. The real bet slips will be there every single Saturday and Sunday. So you can see actually the real ones that are in there because this does change throughout the week. I changed my mind on Oklahoma towards the end of the week, and I'm glad that I did because they got fucking rocked. But that's going to happen throughout the week. We're trying to get you the best spreads now, so that way you can lock them in case they start to go up later on in the week. First game up was the Thursday night game. This was BYU. We didn't touch this game. It was 38-26 in this one. They didn't cover for this reason. I don't believe in BYU. I know they're 4-1, but they got fucking rocked a couple weeks ago. And after that, I was all good. Like, I don't need to bet on BYU the rest of the season, and I certainly won't this week. Next up was a shocker. The Friday night game was Washington UCLA. Trap 12 at it again. We didn't bet this one. UCLA is now 5-0. I'm assuming they're probably ranked this week. As soon as we flop on over to this week's thing, it'll tell us what number they are. Washington was 15. Now, the final score of this was 40-32. It was not this close at all. I mean, I was watching this game up until halftime, and I think it was 26-10, maybe. I mean, they were crushing them most of the game. There was some garbage time points. I think Washington,
well, it was 40-16 at one point.
Yeah, Washington, it says they ended up scoring 16 in the fourth, but this game was nowhere close. I don't know if UCLA is back. We'll see. They look pretty goddamn good so far, and that was that quarterback of theirs is fun to watch, and they were going up against a great quarterback. Penix still had 350 and four touchdowns for Washington. Could be fun at UCLA. Try going to a game. Fans, if you live in LA, there's about 15 people at these games.
This is why, what's the playoff moving to next year?
12.
12. This is why you need 12 team playoff, I think. It doesn't really matter what happened. Like, sure, it's interesting when there are years of parity, when you're like, oh, there's like four or five teams that might actually be able to win. Typically, it's two or three. Mm-hmm. But even then, to be able to stop some of these weird conversations, like about UCF flying a national title banner,
right?
Let them play.
Colin Matrix.
Yeah, the problem with college football is that you play so many in conference games, and instead of having a 30 or 32 team league like most professional sports, it's like 160 fucking teams, mm-hmm. right? So you never really get to see the upper mid teams play against each other. That doesn't happen very frequently. In the 12 team playoff, you'll see that. So it's not just about who wins the title, as all of us college graduates who like our fucking home sports teams know, it matters how your team did that year.
Right.
Right. Like, maybe we win a title from time to time. Penn State has been a while. Ohio State, it's been, what, 2013, I think was the last one?
14, yeah.
14.
Yeah.
Missouri, never. UCF, 2017.
Yep.
Do not.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Bob, get out.
Before you guys started here, like long before you guys started here, I've been saying this on the show for years. It's a split title. I'm sorry, yeah. Alabama, but it's a split fucking title.
Yeah, but now with the 12-team playoff, you know, I think it's going to dramatically increase not only the gambling for football and revenue and stuff like that.
Which is what we love, dude.
Yeah, for sure, but it's also going to increase, like, bragging rights, and that's what really matters in college football. That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah.
So unless you're lucky, basketball, right?
Yeah, same thing.
You get to the Final Four, it's a great year for you. It's
sure
a banner
is.
Year for you to get to the Final Four.
And if Missouri would have won that Georgia game on Saturday, that would have been talked about forever.
Yeah.
But
and so unless you're Georgia, Alabama, Clemson,
Ohio State,
maybe a couple other ones, your season is measured in how well you did against the better competition. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to get to see the mid teams play against each other. The high mid teams play against each other. I think it's super cool.
I think it's very cool. I also don't think that it will affect the top four because I don't think they'll be able to beat them anyways.
I don't think so. I think you might be wrong about that.
We'll find out. Either way, it's exciting, and I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait to see who the fucking upsets are going to be next year. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing I'm looking forward to most. I'm like, this college football season, it's at least Georgia and Alabama are both pretty dominant this year. But that was kind of the case last year. We just didn't, except for those two dicks, most people in the country didn't really give Georgia its credit until late in the season.
Well, Georgia hasn't won in 40 years, yeah. Or 42 years, but I should say.
And that doesn't matter.
Right? Well, I mean, look, usually a powerhouse program is in it every single year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been a long time for those guys. So, yeah that was a big pick. I'll give these guys more credit. It was a big pick going preseason to pick Georgia. Mm-hmm. Simply because they haven't won since Herschel Walker was there, and he's about to be a state senator for Georgia.
He's not going to win. We'll talk about that on fake news this week. Up until last night, I thought there was a good chance he was going to win, but the fucking walls are collapsing around him right now.
Well, they're trying to go for everything. I just don't know that it matters. As long as UGA is playing well, I don't know.
That's
that
true.
We'll find out.
If they had lost to Missouri this week.
yeah, if they would have lost to Missouri this week, I said Herschel Walker would have been
wins.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, this will be it'll be fun to see who the upsets are, because I don't expect Alabama to get upset in a playoff next year, or if Clemson figures out a way to be good again, or Ohio State or Georgia. But, you know, maybe the third team through the sixth team, there's going to be some upsets in that range.
Sure.
Every single year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's going to be huge for college football, especially for some of the mid-tier schools like Michigan, which, you know, fuck them, but...
Well, they made the CFP last year, yeah. But they got rocked. To your point, yeah. though, they played one of the top teams. Mm. They got absolutely destroyed, and that was it. But at least you had your answer, and for that fan base, they had their answer, and you can move on with your life. And to that point, I completely agree. Next up was Georgia-Missouri. This was plus 30 in this game. Mm-hmm. Keep that number in mind when we get to the Georgia spread coming up. Missouri just hidden in the bathtub with about 7 minutes left, and I don't think I've seen a collapse like that in a very long time.
They were winning
time.
By 10 against the number one team. It was not a collapse. Also,
guy was so scared he was shaking your quarterback.
He's not good.
He's not good.
I understand.
What do you want? Like, it's not like I was Drew Locke doing that.
Try to just do a little 5 yard out. Something.
Don't pee-pee in your little panties.
Man. I called this exactly on the fucking college football show last week. The fucking like shotgun one you guys shot because you got back from
Tennessee.
I told you if Missouri didn't turn the ball over, they would cover.
Wow. They did.
They didn't turn the ball over.
Congratulations. Still lost. Still a bunch of losers there in Mizzou.
By the way, Georgia's 2-3 against the spread this year. And they will, my guess is they will finish the season one or two games under 500 against the spread like they do every fucking year.
Yeah. Yeah. Next up, Rutgers, Ohio State. That was a rout. We had this. I had this on all the cards. They ended up winning. Michigan, Iowa, told you not to bet this one. This got close at the end. This was a blowout for most of the game.
I actually won this.
Yeah. I didn't touch this game. Iowa came back and scored 14 and fucked up the spread at the end of this.
They were pissing me off because I got them down. I took it in a teaser down to 4.5. Mm-hmm. But when they scored that second touchdown, I'm like, you fucking bitches.
Oh, was this 10.5? Then I apologize.
It was 10.5,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Then they won by 13 and they covered, but I didn't bet it.
But Michigan scored a 7 as well, so in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. But Iowa State scored twice in the fourth quarter. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. Because I don't trust... Michigan should not be the fourth ranked team in the country.
I do not think so either. NC State's number 10 against Clemson. Told you not to touch this one either. This was a pretty close game, 30-20.
But I think the spread was like 17.5 or something, wasn't it? What was the spread on this?
I believe 13.5, I want to say. There was some people on College Game Day who picked an upset for
the Clemson game
for NC State.
No, single digits.
Yeah, it was actually 4.5. Yeah. Huh? So they covered.
They covered. I didn't like it because it wouldn't surprise me if NC State would have won this game. I still don't believe in Clemson, and I will continue to not bet on them going forward.
They're 2-3 against the spread as well this year, and they haven't played anybody.
No one. USC housed Arizona State. They continue to roll. Kentucky, Ole Miss. I bet the fucking house on this and won this game. This was close. Kentucky should have won. That was a horrific call at the end of that game. They should have won. I hurt for the Kentucky fans because you got a pretty goddamn good team and you got Bones on that. So they had, I mean, they scored a touchdown and then they took it back on a penalty. I think you guys got boned. You should have won that game. Either way, they covered, and it was great for me.
I almost took the money line in this game. I'm glad I decided not to.
I will not, but...
I mean, I really thought Kentucky was going to win that game. I know Ole Miss is like a fucking spooky place to play, especially for SEC teams, but I really thought Kentucky was going to win. Their defense is so good.
Yeah. Next up, Oklahoma State against Baylor. Baylor got rocked in this one. Oklahoma State, 4-0, number 9, 36-25. Either way, wasn't betting against Baylor at home.
No.
Fun game to watch. It's not one to bet on.
Feels like a paper tiger.
Yep.
In Oklahoma State, to be honest. I can never read Big 12 teams. Honestly, to me that conference is kind of like the quasi trap 12.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Oklahoma's really good that year.
Which they're not.
They're not. They're actually State's better than them.
The craziest part about it is we won't even cover the Red River Shootout on this show because both of those teams aren't ranked. That'll be you guys, right? Oklahoma and Texas are out of the rankings.
Love to see it.
So do I. Love to see that game and that rivalry means nothing. Both teams are unranked at week 4. I mean, that's fucking gnarly, dude. Next up, Penn State Northwestern. Now, this was 17-7. This was a lot of points. This is a huge spread. Northwestern covered, but the weather was dog shit in this game. So that had more to do with the weather rather than Penn State's. I can't really judge Penn State on that game just because of the weather in it.
Yeah, I didn't. I ended up not betting that because the weather was... I turned on... I was looking at some of the pregame coverage, and it's just like dumping.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not doing this. Because Northwestern, they usually have pretty decent athletes. They have good athletes that don't have any skill who are smart.
But they play hard.
They're super smart. They're very athletic, but they're not... They're not like top tier dudes, but in a game like this, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was at Northwestern, to be honest, and the weather was like that, I don't know if Penn State would have won.
I don't either.
This was like a fucking nasty game. And Penn State had seven penalties. They never have penalties like that. It sucked. They had 5 fucking turnovers. That game was terrible.
Terrible game. Next up was Oregon State versus Utah. This is your beloved Oregon State, right? This is them. These are the same guys.
But not at home.
Yeah, not at home. Are they only just good at home?
Yes. They're only good at home. Yep. They're undefeated last year at home.
They got rocked 42-16 by Utah.
Yeah, Utah's really good.
I'm pretty sure there's Xanax in the tap water there.
To
keep all the meth heads from freaking out.
Yeah.
So then the locals come and start drinking it. And if you're a football player in Oregon State, you only drink bottled water.
If you're a Utah fan, you have to be like pissed that you played Florida week 1. If you played Florida week 4, you beat Florida. It's just, for whatever reason, Utah always comes out of the gate slow. They should never schedule a P5 team week 1.
Well, look, they're moving up in the rankings. It is not out of the question yet. If they were to beat a USC for that last playoff spot, maybe. They're not done yet.
They're on the table.
They're definitely not done yet.
They have UCLA and USC in back-to-back weeks now. They might be done soon.
But if they beat both of those guys.
If they win both of those games, they'll be top 5, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Because Michigan's going to lose.
Yeah.
Next up is Stanford versus Oregon. Oregon rolled. Don't care about either of these teams, so it doesn't really matter.
I'm kind of surprised at home Oregon gave up this many points. I know there was some in garbage time. Delco, did you watch this game?
Wazoo should have won.
No, Stanford, Oregon.
Stanford, Oregon. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't watch any of this game, but the week before, I think Wazoo probably should have beat Oregon.
Yeah, I agree with that. But their defense has been pretty good this year.
I watched the first half of this game. It was 31-3 at halftime, and then I turned it off and went to bed. I'm surprised that they ended up dropping fucking 27 points.
Man, when you're a fucking ranked team that's outside of the top 10, you've already got a loss. Even if you're in a P5 conference and you're playing another P5 team that sucks, you have to beat the brakes off of
it
to get the points back that you lost from that loss.
Yeah.
I don't understand why teams take out their first string guys and fuck. I mean, do they just have no desire to be in the fucking top 4 or what?
No idea.
Matters for like that week or if it's like the last week of the season, but. It doesn't, like, you have to keep winning. So if you don't win by, like, that much in week 5 or whatever. If you just keep winning, other teams will lose. It'll be fine.
Yeah, but people aren't, like, you don't see this cutthroat style anywhere anymore.
I don't think you need...
Do you remember, like, when I was in school, when you guys were in school, when a team was really good, like Alabama is, like when Florida State was really good, or Ohio State or Miami in the early 2000s,
were you really run up
good,
the score.
They would score 60 or 70 points against anybody that wasn't a ranked team.
Nebraska was the most egregious in the 90s. They would fucking drop 78 points on people and never let up.
I think it was, when's the last Florida State title? 99.
Well, I know. 2011 with James. That's right.
The one before that.
Yeah.
With the old.
Oh, yeah, dude. With Dion and those guys?
Yeah. No. It wasn't even that long ago. It was in the 90s.
Chris Winkie or something.
Yeah, Chris
Winkie. Oh, Winkie.
Yeah, he was like 28 years old or some shit.
The dream, yeah.
But they, I think they had 60 or more points in like four of their first five games. I don't remember which year it was. But it was
Bowden was a big run up the score, dude.
Yeah, because sure. It fucking it's in the calculation for standings.
But it matters. But those standings matter less and less now.
That's true, but I mean, every little bit helps. I just don't understand why you don't do that, especially if you're in the Pac-12 like that. You're going to end up playing two ranked teams a year at least, right? So you're in the hunt at least. All you got to do is win those games that win all your other games. I don't get it.
And Ohio State with that fake punt, by the way, that they did up 49-10 in that game. After that fight, because we talked about it on Monday Morning Recap yesterday, somebody hit me up afterwards and they said, hey, did you see who Ryan Day made player of the game after the run-in with Shiano? He gave it to the punter.
Good. <That's funny. laughs> Look, the goal is to annihilate your opponent.
Yep.
And if your feelings are hurt because I ran a play when we were up big, how about you play harder next time, bitch?
I agree.
Like, fuck off. If you, again, it's the same thing that Bob and I was talking about this on the baseball show. If you want a guy not to fucking pimp home runs, don't give up home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, yeah. You're the one that fucking threw a meatball right down the fucking middle.
Yeah.
I will say, like, it made a lot more sense in 1994 for Nebraska to run up the score, or Bowden in 94 or whatever, than it did in 99-2000. They were still kind of transitioning, and certainly now. Because, A, back then, it was literally, there was no championship game.
Mm-hmm.
It was only style points and record. And then you got to two, but two's not that many teams, obviously, so you still need a fucking lot of style points, because there might be three or four undefeated national champions.
Even four is not a lot, though, right now, four, right?
Right?
So, and you got to think with how close it is from 2013 to 25, starting next year, those teams need to start running up the score on each other.
The middle teams will, for sure.
Oregon is, though, right now. They're a middle team. They have to run the score up every chance they get. And this is Stanford. I mean, look, so every now and again, a love will come through Stanford, and they'll be really good for a year or two, or be marginally good. They're not even that good. But most of the time, they fucking suck.
But
go ahead.
I was going to say, you are going to have to start balancing that, though, with resting players, because you're adding like two, three more games to your schedule.
Yeah, I guess, man.
What, with the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm to be honest, the guys on First Take were talking about this morning, Keyshawn and fucking Stephen A. Stephen A., by the way, who was on Jesse Waters on Fox News last night.
Was he really?
Oh, yeah.
How was he?
Very good.
He's always good.
Yeah,
I'm not going to shit on Stephen A. Smith.
He's got a new podcast coming out soon. We'll get him on our show too.
Okay.
Like I've reached out about it already, but he's doing a new podcast where he's talking about like cultural, social, political issues.
Okay.
Which should be interesting. Anyways,
on Fox.
No, it's just I think it's through. I don't know which. It's through one of the major publishers. Anyways, they were talking about the NBA, because Kawhi Leonard's coming back this year, and how much he should rest and blah, blah, blah. Like, rest? What the fuck are you talking about?
He's been out for 2 years.
Dude, well, he's been out for 2 years, but I'm talking about an NBA player. You're making $25 to $40 million a year if you're a top guy, and you want to rest?
Yeah.
Jordan played 82 games a year.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm tired of this pussy bullshit. Why are we fucking even talking about
same
this?
No, and this is a perfect segue. Bob, I just texted you a photo right now. Put that on screen right now. This is exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
This shit drives me fucking crazy. Like, you're a professional athlete. You show up every fucking day and you give 100%.
So to your point about college football teams running up the score, I live in that world too. Even with my 8-year-olds. Bob, put that on screen if you can right now. And then widen that out. Okay, so this is my 8-year-old soccer team right here.
Mm-hmm.
They started on the far corner. They started adding goals for. Well, now that number matters as it goes, I try to drive it up through the roof. Now,
if it comes down to a tiebreaker at the end of the season, that's what it's going to be.
100%. So I fucking score as many goddamn goals as I can. If you notice, I've got the most scored in the league. and we had a bye week. I'm still a game behind everybody else, and I got 17 on the board. Therefore, there was a coach afterwards who was like, hey, dude, it was 8-2 after that. It was a little much, and I was like, well, could have been 10, and that's what I really wanted. So, you know, here we are. Let's teach them to win at an early age and then teach people to be dominant. I'm in that same world. Let's not be pussies about this. Let's fucking win.
It doesn't – I don't think it teaches young men especially to let off the gas when you're winning. I don't think that's a good lesson to learn.
I mean, unless it's literally strategic, like what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Because
in your instance,
sure. Like, yeah, because like, what, you don't want to throw like Spencer Strider on the last day against the Marlins or something. You know what I mean?
You're
like,
talking about a guy that pitches 32 games a year, and now he's going like that. That's a completely different situation than a fucking 20-year-old, by the way, who's going to play, what, maybe 15 games in the entire season?
Yeah, but that's 15 football games.
Yeah.
So what? I mean, if he's hurt, he's hurt. But if he's just tired, fuck off. That is not an excuse to not lace your fucking cleats up and get on the field.
I'm not talking about giving him like a little hug and shit. I'm talking about like you. There's a certain amount of like, not even health, but like freshness. You want to like it's again. It's not like, okay, buddy, you did good. You can sit down. It's like you fuck that game. You need him for the next game even more so, especially if you're up fucking 3 scores in the third quarter or something like that. Like. You can strategically let people. That's why depth matters. Depth matters because you don't want to overly rely on 22 guys or whatever.
Fuck that.
Johnny no depth way. Matters.
Yeah. Okay? Johnny depth is what he calls his penis.
That's his porn star name.
Yeah.
That's his porn star name.
But yeah, the last 4 minutes of the game, the last two or three series maybe, but not the whole last quarter or last half.
Or an entire game, like, especially off, in the NBA. There's people in other cities who are paying a gajillion dollars to go watch
you fucking
play.
Well, there's a rule about that now.
Is there? That's what I heard they were doing.
Because of fucking Popovich.
Like,
When he had
Duncan and those guys.
Duncan and Ginobili and fucking, who's the French guy?
Tony Parker.
Tony Parker, yeah. He would strategically rest them. Mm-hmm. And I guess a lot of other coaches were doing it as well. But he made it a point, like people kept asking him about it because he was resting his super high profile guys. And they finally, the league passed the rule that if the guy's not in the injury report, he's got to play.
Right.
In an away game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because of people ticket paying, sales yeah. and shit. Yeah.
By the way, the Lakers preseason was on last night. Everybody was flipping out about the first 5 minutes. And I was like, hey, dude, Lakers aren't back. They're not going to win anything this year.
No, they are not good.
Same with Texas A&M. They're not going to beat Alabama next week. They got rocked by Mississippi State at home. I don't trust this team. I said this last week. I certainly don't trust them against Alabama. The only interesting thing in this Alabama-Texas A&M game now is whether or not Bryce Young will actually play. Mm. I don't even think it matters. They'll win. I don't know if they'll cover because the point spread is massive, but we'll get to that. Oklahoma got fucking shit canned. 55-24. Now, I know their starting quarterback got a concussion in the first half and didn't come out. It doesn't fucking matter. Your defense cannot allow 55 points to TCU, for Christ's sakes. That's fucking crazy to me.
Maybe TCU's back.
I kind of think so.
They're kind of back.
They're not back. They're not bad. They can dump points in.
We were there at Jerry World 2 years ago in Ohio State. Just
that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, different coach, different team.
They're scoring like 40 plus points a game, every game.
I guess, dude. I'm not a believer in this team.
They're going to win the Big 12.
They're going at...
Well, that's the easiest thing in the world. You could win the Big 12.
That's not true at all.
Yes, it is.
This game at Kansas next week is going to be pretty
interesting. You could win the Big 12, I think. All you have to do is throw 5 yard outs. I believe in you. I think you could. It's a terrible conference.
Oklahoma State, Baylor.
Baylor loss. At home. Are they still ranked?
Yeah, Baylor's ranked.
Barely. What are they, 23, 24?
Baylor's fine. They lost at, what, BYU? At BYU?
They lost.
No,
they did lose again. But I think
they lost again.
To Oklahoma State, who's really good.
They just lost to Oklahoma State. So what do you have, one team ranked from the Big 12?
No.
Two?
TCU, Kansas.
Kansas State.
Are they in?
Yeah, but Kansas and Kansas State will only be ranked for the next several minutes.
Yeah, you guys will have them in about an hour on your show.
Because
get through the end of this weekend.
I mean, how good's the Big fucking 10? It's not very good.
No. Same Big 10. I think, in my opinion, all these conferences, by the way, I think there's two good teams in the Big 10. That's about it. I think there's two good teams in the SEC. That's really about it. You got Alabama and Georgia, and the rest are kind of fringe. They'll show
State
up.
Can beat most teams.
No, they cannot.
Like in any other conference, the SEC is far and away the best conference in football. Like a lot of their like fringe or shit teams like Kentucky, Mississippi State.
Oh, I agree with
they'll
that.
They'll beat like every other team in other conferences.
But now, looking at it now, right? Oklahoma and Texas are leaving. We're about to see the Red River Shootout with two unranked teams, and now they're going to the SEC. Those teams will never fucking win again. As long as Saban is there and Kirby Smart, there's no way those guys will be at the top of the SEC. It's going to be a fucking slaughterhouse for these guys. Next up, we got Purdue, Minnesota. Two shitty teams in the Big Ten right here. Purdue won. Minnesota is out. Didn't bet on that game. Wake Forest went all in on this one. This was 13.5. Man, did I love this game. And they fucking crushed them. It was great to see.
I got it at 12.5.
Oh, geez, I get 13.5. And then in a teaser, it was 19.5 on most of my cards. Man, this was a fucking snooze fest, and I loved it, dude. It was 21-7 at halftime, plus 13.5. It was an easy day for this one. Next up was Pitt. Now, you guys love Pitt at the beginning of the season. Delco, you picked them to be in the CFP.
Yes.
They got beat by Georgia Tech, and they now have two losses and are out of the top 25.
Yeah, I didn't watch this game. What happened? Because this looks...
I didn't either.
This is super weird.
What happened in this game?
I don't know. Fucking Georgia Tech fired their coach and all of a sudden got the motivation to beat a real team.
They look decent against Clemson for 2.5, 3 quarters, close to.
Pitt, this is just a reflection. Pitt's not very good.
Pitt sucks.
Yeah, they're not good.
And you weren't the only one to pick them in the CFP. So did Desmond Howard.
I know. I was trying to be different.
That's fine.
They've got two losses. So it wasn't just Georgia Tech.
No. Right? Who else beat them?
Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee whipped them.
Tennessee's decent, though.
And they lost their two quarterbacks or whatever.
Yeah.
It was a weird overtime game.
Texas Tech ended up getting trounced by Kansas State. I don't know what that says about that Texas Tech.
They're not good.
Win again. No, I understand that, but they still beat Texas.
Yeah.
So if you're a Texas fan, are you amped? Or, I mean,
they're not back. I've been saying this for weeks. Florida did the same thing against Alabama last year. The same fucking thing. Played them really close. You know who the coach of Florida was then? Not the coach this year because they sucked. And he got fired.
Yeah.
Like it's the same thing. And Lubbock, Texas isn't that good. Lubbock is a spooky place to play. Now Texas is better this year than Florida was last year, and I kind of expect them to beat the shit out of Oklahoma this week. But yeah, Lubbock sucks to play in.
Is it fun? Like, have you guys been there for a game?
I'm not bad. I've heard it's a fun time. Like, it's just like out in the middle of nowhere, so they get weird.
Yeah, we had a bunch of listeners hit us up, and they're like, hey, why don't you guys do a Texas Tech game? And I was like, hey, we only do good teams. We won't come out for that. So if they end up in the top 10 or 5, sure. But until then, no. I didn't know if it was a fun place to party, because you guys absolutely shred College Station on a weekly basis. We have not been there either.
Well, College Station's a whole nother animal.
I almost feel like we should go.
It's terrible.
I almost feel like we should go just simply because of how much hatred you guys.
I like
have for that school.
Yeah, I mean Northgate is okay. Like it's not that their bar scene's pretty decent in terms of like the bars itself. But
we're friends with A&M people. It's just the town and the cult that revolves around it is terrible.
Town. Okay. The rest of the town sucks. The campus is ugly as fuck. Like one of the least appealing campuses I've ever been on.
What are you, a fucking architect or something? Who gives a shit what the campus looks like?
It's so bad.
It matters.
It will stand out to you. It will. You will be literally. Like,
this is a prison.
If I go to a place and notice the architecture, then it's time to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, this game wasn't even as close as it looks on paper. I mean, Tech scored that fucking garbage time touchdown where K-State was not even paying attention, to be honest. Although I still can't tell how good this team is.
Me neither. And I'm not willing to fucking go all in on either of those teams. Before we get to this week's pick, once again, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Turn your love of college football into your new side hustle. Go to MyBookie.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. It'll double your deposit up to $1,000. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can't put in $2,000 in the account and get $2,000 back. You put in $1,000, you get $1,000 back. You put in $100, you get $100 back, and then so forth. It maxes out at $1,000. Otherwise, Dan and I would have put $10,000 in a piece and just woke up with $20,000 in the account. They won't let you do that, unfortunately. But it is a great deal to get $1,000 in your account doubled up to $2,000. So go to mybookie.com, bet on anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.com and use that promo code DRINKINBROS when you sign up. to double that first deposit. All the odds we read on this show today are from mybookie.com. Let's start with the first game of the week. That is Michigan against Indiana. This is at Indiana. Michigan minus 22. Not a big fan of most of these games this week.
There's a couple of decent ones, yeah, but there's a lot of dumb.
There's a lot of shit heaps.
There's actually some good games, but there's some fucked spreads on the games.
Yes. Like this, 22 is a lot for Michigan.
Yeah.
And I know Indiana's not a great team, but I still don't know who this Michigan team is. And unless you're a diehard fan of Michigan, I couldn't confidently tell you to spend your money on this. And by the way, that was one of the rules with my booking when we signed up. I was like, look, man, I'm not going to just pick all the fucking games, shit that I don't believe in, because I don't want people to get fucking, you know, nuked out of money. Like, at 22 at Indiana, will they cover? Probably. Do you want to take that risk? I don't. So I'm not going to bet on it.
I'm not terribly confident that Indiana will score.
Same.
But
I mean, you can take it down or take it up.
Can take it up to...
Actually, I wouldn't take it down because there's no guarantee that Indiana would even score 15, to be honest. But take it up to... Even if you took it up to 29, that's still not great.
No. I don't like either side of this with a teaser. Like, this goes in zero teasers of mine. The over-under is 59. I hate that as well. It's going to be a typical Midwestern day.
You know what that means, though, right? If you
11 a.m., 60,
if you don't,
cloudy.
If you don't add a risky team like this to your teaser, this will be the one that fucking dominates, and one of the ones you're sure about will fuck you.
Arkansas plus 17.
Yeah. They beat Indiana last year, by the way, 29-7. So
Yeah. All in on this next game. This is Tennessee against LSU. This is an 11 a.m. game at Baton Rouge. I don't believe in LSU. They're barely at top 25. They're number 25 right now. You and I got to see Tennessee up close and personal. Mm-hmm. It's a fun fucking team to watch. Yeah. And Hooker has these guys dialed in. I'm not betting against Tennessee right now. No. I'm taking Tennessee. This is -3 right now.
I'll take it at 2.5. But yeah, I think Tennessee is currently in the process of replacing LSU as the number 2 or 3 team in the SEC.
Three, I would say, right? You still got Georgia, Alabama.
For now, yeah. Right? But like sometimes LSU and Georgia flip-flop over the years. Florida hasn't. When's the last time they were relevant? When Tebow was there, probably? In the mid?
Yes, 2008.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think this is the biggest test of the year, obviously, for Tennessee so far. They win this game, then, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think they're going to fucking
beat Alabama. Me too.
No, think so. Yeah, I don't think they're going to beat Alabama, but I think it's going to make it. It's going to be this would be a great year for Tennessee for there to be a 12-team playoff instead of just 4.
Say
that.
Yeah. But I'm all in on Tennessee. I'm with you. I'm buying 0.5. This is at 2.5. And I'm taking this. It's a great way to start this Saturday. Love when there's an early game on. I know the players aren't amped about it. But I love when there's an early game like this that I can watch and bet on.
Early games, usually the under.
It is. And this is 63.5 and this over under. I'm not touching that. However, I am all in on Tennessee in this game. Next up, TCU versus Kansas. All right. One of these bullshit teams. Oh, God. One of these bullshit teams is out.
These are two dominant ranked undefeated Big 12 teams. What are you talking about?
Kansas is also undefeated against the spread. Put some respect on my Jayhawks.
The pride of the Big 12 is facing off against each other.
Wait, Texas Christian is also 4-0 against the spread.
One of them is going to lose. It is TCU -7. Good luck. You're not pulling this pick out of me. I'm sorry.
Come on, you coward.
TCU rolls.
I got the TCU. Well, I mean, you could take it down to the money line.
You hate Kansas, though.
I do.
That's not a fair assessment.
You can tell the audience whatever you want. I watched that Kansas game last week. I watched them closely. Iowa State, to beat Iowa State, to just avoid overtime against Iowa State had to miss 3 field goals.
Doesn't matter.
Just to avoid overtime.
Yeah. This right here is a man who hates Kansas so much.
So much that it doesn't matter. Yeah.
When he spells out Kansas, it's a lowercase K. I'm not even kidding.
And you know what? It doesn't matter. You know exactly where I'm coming from. I'm a Mizzou fan. Fuck Kansas. They look like shit against Iowa State, the first even remotely competent team they played, they looked like shit. They needed three missed field goals to not lose that game.
And they won by a field goal.
So.
Pride of the Big 12 right here. This is your two best teams.
And here's the other thing.
All things considered, Kansas probably loses this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the way, their best win of the year, and at the time, I think I said this on the recap, I thought it was a great win on the road to Houston. I was like, man, what the fuck? Houston sucks ass now. Like, that team is falling apart. Holgorsen is drunk.
For all those reasons, I don't touch any part of this game whatsoever. Nothing.
Why do you hate TCU? I just don't understand that.
Because we've seen them in person, and like, look, I know Ohio State's great and all that shit, but like, dude, it was just such a fucking blowout, and like, their fans didn't show up
for
the game.
2 years ago!
Not even remotely
coach.
Close to the same team.
But here's the point. Like, the fans don't travel. This is a 17-19 game. I'm looking at Drinkin' Bros tickets right now. $37 for this matchup at 17-19. These tickets at any other big school would be fucking $300 a piece. Like, no one cares. There is no fans for TCU. They don't care. There is no the fans for Kansas's football team. Certainly, they don't give a shit.
They're going to show up for this game.
It's going to sell out. College
campus
in Lawrence.
I'm sure it will sell out.
It'll be
like
the third straight sellout.
There
Kansas.
Is no demands as far as pricing goes for this. And that's when you can tell that everybody's juiced off. They're like, oh man, I don't want to sell my tickets. I got to go to this game. There's not enough tickets left. There's plenty of tickets for $37 at this bullshit game. One of these teams is going to lose. We don't have to hear about them. They'll be unranked after this. Thank God. And if you want to take God and TCU, by all means, please do it. Are you taking any of this?
No.
Me neither.
No, I don't care about this.
Me neither.
I'm not confident enough that TCU will win, to be honest, to take. I mean, 7 points is a lot.
And the over-under is 67.5 in this game. It's a big boy number. Will they achieve it? Maybe. Both defenses suck, so who knows? Who knows? Last week, what, TCU in that Oklahoma game, what did they score? 90 points in that game? It was 55-34. You're looking at 89 points. Gross. This whole fucking conference is fucking gross. Burn it down. Next up, we got Arkansas at Mississippi State. The beloved Mississippi State. You guys love Mississippi State. This is Mississippi State -8 in this game. Who you got?
I'm going to take this Arkansas +14.
Sure am. That's exactly what I'm doing as well. Arkansas, boy, if they could have stopped the run in the fourth quarter, they would have beat Alabama. And they could not do that. I don't know what Mississippi State's defense looks like. Judging by this over-under of 61.5, it's not great. Otherwise, this would be a lot lower. But this game is going in all my cards across the board for Arkansas. I'll flip this up to, I'm going to take that 7 on this and get it to 15. That way, in case Mississippi State comes out on fire and Arkansas has a letdown after playing Alabama, a two-score game, I will still win on this. And this will go in every single teaser card I have for sure. I think Arkansas is a pretty decent team. They just couldn't stop 375-plus yard runs in the fourth quarter.
Well,
and it was bullshit.
I mean, nobody stops Alabama. So
you could have, though, when you got a quarterback who a backup who hasn't thrown in a college football game. They should have just stacked the box the rest of the game and forced that kid to throw. That's
maybe,
my opinion.
But there's no guarantee that would have worked. I mean, the eighth string quarterback on Alabama's roster is still a 4 or 5 star recruit.
It is. It is. I would have forced this kid to throw, though. His biceps are too huge. Can't throw a fucking football like that. Next up, we got South Florida against Cincinnati -28 in this one. South Florida is 1-4. Man. All the hype out of that team,
how
and then they got a transfer quarterback.
What
and
hype. How the mighty have fallen. Nobody cared about this team.
South Florida hasn't been relevant since, what,
they
the
almost,
year they were
they
number
took,
two?
They took UCF last year. I watched that game.
It's a rivalry game.
Down to the last play. Last play of the game.
That's just how that stupid game goes.
Okay. So is UCF terrible then?
We're not very good.
Nah.
We're not very good at all.
What's your
stinks.
Record?
I'm
what's
not,
record
we're 3-1 right now.
Yeah. Okay. But no serious games yet. But
we play SMU tomorrow, actually.
Yeah, that'll be a good one, actually.
Because of the hurricane.
It's going to be like fucking... Yeah. That might be a 90-point game as well.
No, I would take the under on that. Because a bunch of SMU players are actually holding out right now because they're going to the transfer portal.
Why? Just to do it?
They're not down with the new coach.
All right.
Because gotcha. Obviously Sonny Dykes.
They should have pulled fucking Arizona State and just give the other team
the all the info. Players. Yeah, you're good to go.
Yeah, Cincinnati minus 28. I'm not doing that. Fuck that.
No, I'm not doing that either. Was it South Florida that played the Gators early on? It was a close game. Yes, yeah, it was. It was 31-28. I mean, South Florida.
I don't think that's going to matter at Cincinnati, but 28 points is way too fucking much.
Because, I mean, look. To be fair, I know South Florida is 1-4, but look at their losses. They lost to BYU. They lost to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Louisiana. I'm sorry, not Louisiana. Louisville. And then Eastern Carolina, which always puts up a fight no matter what because they got great fans there.
Hands up, that Louisville loss is terrible, including UCF's loss to
Louisville. It was, yeah. But, you know, those are three good teams. That those aren't terrible losses. They're all ranked. They were at the time they played them. So it is what it is. But because of that, I'm with you. I don't bet this fucking game. I sit out of this one. Next up here, we got Auburn versus Georgia. Whew. I'm going to take a second here to read the spread. Minus 30 for Georgia. Same spread as Missouri. Would you say Auburn's a better team than Missouri?
They beat us, although it was very Iowa State versus Kansas-esque, yeah. Where we had to like shoot ourselves in the dick five times in a row for that to happen.
And but they still won, right?
But there's no transitive property in sports right. either.
No.
But this is Georgia at home, but still, 30. There's no fucking way I give this team 30 points.
Here's what's odd about this. It's Georgia minus 30, and the over-under is only 49. So that means you don't think Auburn's going to score more than 10 fucking points in this game, right? This would be a 40-10 game.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, honestly,
according to Vegas,
I guess the more appropriate comparison would be South Carolina, right? Not Missouri against Georgia, because Georgia actually put up points on them. So
what was the final score? I remember Georgia shithousing South Carolina.
It was 48-7.
Okay. So, yeah.
South Carolina's pretty bad. I don't know if they're better or worse than Missouri, but it's possible that Auburn is going to give up that many points. They typically don't, but...
Yeah, but why risk it? Yeah. That's so many fucking points. Mm-hmm. Because Georgia could show up and be like, all right, the whole world watched us almost lose to Missouri. We play like shit against Kent State. We've got to fucking drop the hammer and score 50 on Auburn and beat the brakes off of them at home, or we're kind of fucked. Alabama jumped them in the rankings this week. Mm-hmm. So maybe they do that, and for that reason, I stay away from this game, too. There's not going to be too many games I bet on this week. Texas Tech versus Oklahoma State. Why, man? Why? This whole fucking conference, man. This is Oklahoma State minus 9.5 in this one. This wouldn't surprise me if Texas Tech won this game.
No, no way. They only get weird at home. Oklahoma State, definitely a double-digit win here.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to roll.
All right, so I think the safest play then would take this in a teaser down to 2.5. And maybe I'll do that. That way they can only win by a field goal in case shit gets weird, which it always does in this conference. Do you touch this one, Anthony?
Yeah, I'll take. I mean, honestly, you're probably fine at 9.5, but I'll take it down to 3.5. Or actually, I'll take it to 2. I'll put it in a 7-point just okay. to get that field goal.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do that as well. You talk me into it. If that fucks up my card, though, you'll never hear the end of it. Next up, Utah, number 11, against UCLA. Finally get to find out if UCLA is real. This is Utah minus 4.5. It's at UCLA. Not that that matters. There'll be about 15 people there, and tickets are as low as $44.
Yeah, are they going to?
DrinkingBrosTickets.com. That's front row. Right down to the field, touch the players.
Are they going to complain about people not showing up to watch the game this week?
Did they last week?
Wasn't that UCLA that did that?
Probably. The coach? Well, what? So UCLA.
Chip Kelly?
I'm pretty sure the coach was like, it would be nice if there were people at the game to watch.
Yeah, but that's actually a home field advantage onto its own, right? Like, there's like a massive crowd that can be intimidated, but then once you go to a place that's empty, it's hard to get up for.
Rose Bowl, by the way, is so massive. The only times I've ever been there was for the Rose Bowl itself. And then a couple fringe games here and there. The fringe games that I went to, you could hear, this is no lie.
You can hear the kickoff.
Yes, you can hear conversations across the stadium or in the end zone. It's the wildest shit of all time. If you're there and you scream out Drinking Bros podcast, as loud as you can. It'll be on the telecast.
I think that's how Donald Sterling got caught, actually.
Was it? He said the N-word over and over again at the UCLA
game. Yeah, he thought nobody could hear him.
That's what happened in Washington. They got lulled to sleep.
Yeah.
And then, it's worth noting, this is fucking, like, they're basically, they don't have fans because the school's fucking over their students.
Well, they
play... Rose Bowl is a 36-minute drive.
Longer than that, my man. I can promise you.
That's on Google Maps right now.
Not a prayer.
Yeah, but not on Saturday morning before the game.
So this stadium's in Pasadena. Their campus is in Westwood. You were lucky for an hour 10, hour 20 with traffic to get there. And then back. Good fucking luck, dude.
Welcome to the Big Ten UCLA.
Look, they'll sell out Big Ten. I mean, they'll sell out to Ohio State for sure. This will be, you know, this will turn into, swear to God, this will turn into a Chargers-Rams sitch where the visiting teams will start selling this out and it won't be UCLA whatsoever. That's exactly what LA fans are like. This game, though, I watched the UCLA game on Friday night. I'm afraid to pick Utah in this game.
Yeah.
Their quarterback looked really goddamn good, man.
He did, but Washington's secondary made a lot of mistakes.
They did.
Like, they pressed when they shouldn't have. They didn't, like, I don't know if Washington's secondary is very good, but I'm not really familiar enough with Utah's offense to comment on that either.
Cam Rising
is still there.
They're really good. I mean, you like DTR, but you don't like Jalen Hurts?
This is college. College is totally different. I could go on a rant about how college coaches don't give a shit about quarterbacks preparing them for the NFL forever because they don't. And I don't believe in it either. Whenever somebody writes in that Urban Meyer never trained their quarterbacks at Ohio State to be in the NFL, not his fucking job. His job's to win a national championship. If they want to be college quarterbacks, pro, congratulations, find a coach after that. All I give a shit about is about titles, and that's all that you should too. With these guys here, I don't think the kid for UCLA is going to be an NFL quarterback by any stretch, but I would not bet against him in a college game, and he ran the ball a lot and ran Washington out of the fucking building in that goddamn game last week. Boy, this is a tough game to pick, and Utah choked it away against Florida. I don't have a ton of confidence in this game at all. Over under 65, that might be a play maybe, but I stay away from the trap 12 usually. I'm sorry. I said it wasn't going to be sexy at the top of the show, and it sure isn't.
Utah's going to push him around, beat the shit out of him.
Maybe.
That's what I thought against Florida, and I lost all of my money on that game.
Again, slow starters.
Well, I don't care.
That was also our West to East trip.
Either way, they had a whole year to think about that game and plan it out with game film and everything else, and they fucking beefed it.
And they were puking on the sidelines because they're Canyon boys.
Well, fuck them. They play in high altitude. They should be used to it. Next up is Ohio State against Michigan State. Ohio State minus 26.5 in this one. I'm all over this. Michigan State is fucking awful. I mean, just absolutely terrible this year.
Yeah, they're not great.
This is going to go in a teaser card and everything else. This is going to be 28 plus. The reason why this spread is at 26.5 right now is just to get you to physically bet it. Feel free, kids. It's 63 there. Henderson is back. The running back, starting running back for Ohio State, is finally back. He's going to be on the field. Not sure about the starting wide receivers yet. Doesn't matter in this one. The other five stars behind him, Ibuka and all those guys have been great. Like, Mine Williams has been great. Doesn't really fucking matter in this game. I'm all over this, and this will be in the teasers. Are you touching this game?
Yeah, where are you going? 20.5?
I want to go straight up, and then this is going to be my teaser card at 20.5. So this will be a -6 for me on the parlays, on the teasers. That way, in case it only is a three-score game at 21, I will win by a half a point. Mm.
Yeah, I took it at 20.5.
Okay.
I think that's safe.
Yeah, so do I.
Even if, to be honest, if there's nothing wrong with Stroud, right? But even if he got
healthy,
even if he got hurt, I think they can still on Michigan. I think Michigan State is particularly bad this year, is what I'm trying
to
say.
They are. And look, even if Stroud got hurt, with having both starting running backs back, it would be the exact same sitch as Alabama versus Arkansas last week. They would just run the ball the rest of the game and then try to force you to stop the run. But yeah, you're fine in this one. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking it. Next up is Ole Miss against Vanderbilt. This is Ole Miss -18 in this game. I'm actually taking this one as well. This will be in the teaser card. Vanderbilt gets beat by 60 fucking points. And I don't see anything different happening in this game, to be honest with
you. No, and you can take this down to minus 12. Like, if you put it in your 7, you can take it down to minus 11. That's got to be the safe bet, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Yes.
Vanderbilt is really bad.
Bad. They're a terrible football team, and I'm not really sure why the spread is so low, unless, you know, they're thinking they played hard last week.
They had a bye last week, I think.
Ole Miss played last week.
Oh, yeah. I think Vanderbilt is less incompetent than normal this year.
Yeah, they're fine.
They've been scoring a lot of points.
They lost 55-3 to Bama, but everybody else they're putting points up.
And
You mean Elon
and North Illinois?
Northern Illinois is not bad. I mean, they're not good, but like it's Vanderbilt.
They were beating Wake Forest for most of that game too.
Yeah,
with a backup quarterback. They didn't have their starting quarterback for that game.
Ole Miss.
Hartman, I think, was playing.
No, he was not playing.
Ole Miss is very good, but still erratic. Mm-hmm. I guess you could say, like, still prone to lapses in judgment.
No, Hartman played that game.
But this is a pretty short trip, right?
It's Vanderbilt.
It'll be a home game for Ole Miss. They're all going to want to go up there, and mm-hmm. they're not that far from Nashville, closer to Memphis.
Yeah.
But regardless, 18 is, I don't know. A teaser, if you did it in a teaser and it was just a 2-touchdown game, sure. 18, I don't know. So weird shit could happen.
And to my point, by the way, about fans traveling to see other teams, because we, again, having a ticket company, we deal with this in the back end. The tickets for TCU Kansas are 37. For this Vanderbilt game, it's 49. That's the lowest tickets you can get. That's a $12 price difference for Vanderbilt, for Christ's sakes. And these two teams, this TCU Kansas team, they're fucking ranked 17 and 19. They're playing each other. This should be one of the top games of the day, and neither fan base fucking cares
for
these guys.
Look at the stadium capacity.
Vanderbilt's really small. You were there. How big was it? I haven't been to Vandy's.
It's not that small.
Well, how was it? You were there. Type it in. Versus who's this next one? What about you, Bob? You've been to Kansas, right?
It's an SEC fucking college. You've
never been to the Kansas Stadium?
Absolutely not.
Vandy can hold 40,000.
KU can hold,
really?
Yeah, and KU can hold 47,000. So there's more seats.
Less tickets for Vanderbilt.
By 7,000.
Wow, that's fucked.
For Vanderbilt, dude.
Yeah, so you were talking like a $10 difference.
Yeah, but this is a ranked team. Like, Vanderbilt's an awful, like, they're terrible. That's a 17 versus a 19 matchup there. I mean, that's fucked. That's absolutely fucked. There's no Kansas. Have you ever seen a Kansas football fan in your entire life, Bob?
Just one. For 1 year, yeah.
What year was that?
07.
Okay.
They're number 2 in the country.
And what happened then?
They lost to Missouri.
Oh, did they really?
And it was that game was 4-1. We played it at Arrowhead. Chase Daniel and the Tigers took
the
down.
The only reason he even brought this up is because of the outcome.
Yeah.
He would have let you go on thinking that it's never happened before if it weren't for that.
Hey, you know, it's a fun thing, Bob.
That was a fun year.
Nah, I was there. 2007 is objectively the greatest year in college football history.
Who won the title that year?
It was LSU over Ohio State.
Yeah, it wasn't like a great
result.
But like there was Mizzou was one at one point. Kansas was 2.
South Florida
was 2.
So Rutgers was 2.
I've been to every national championship. That was the only one where I didn't believe we would win, and I didn't go. I didn't go to that LSU game. And it was in New Orleans too. It was a home game for those fucks. And I was like, not going. Not going to that game. I think it was Saban, right? Was Saban the coach then?
No, it was Les.
Oh, it was Les Miles. That's right.
Saban left, 2000?
That's right, dude. Six? 3 years. No, he left in 3 or 4.
He won in 03. I think he left 04, 05.
Yeah, right. Les Miles. And that's who I thought should have taken that Michigan job, because he's a Michigan grad, by the way, Les Miles. That's strange. Next up, we got Washington against Arizona State. Man, the lovely ladies at Arizona State are having a hard time this year. It's minus 14 in the
They're actually, Arizona State's on the come up, I think. It's like if you can build a team where you have a coach that everybody hates so much that the staff members of the team start sending your plays and strategies to the other teams you're about to play because they hate him so badly they want him fired, now you're cooking.
You're doing something.
Like, you can really make something happen
here.
You're
doing stuff right. I don't touch this game. I don't care.
No, sorry.
I would love to, but I don't. And nobody else should either. Next up, we got Clemson against Boston College. Clemson minus 20.5. These big boy spreads for Clemson. Week in and week out. Boston College, kind of gritty this year. Mm. Maybe they cover. Any chance you take this up to maybe...
No.
Nothing, huh?
There's no bet I would make on this game.
Yeah. God damn it, man.
Although it does... It's a weird week. I will check in on the game after because the ukulele dude's been having pretty decent games. I'm kind of curious to see what happens.
Okay.
As the season goes on, but it's mostly just a morbid curiosity because I don't think he's very good.
It's a night game. Who's Boston College played this year so far? They played Rutgers and lost. Eesh. That's not good. Virginia Tech lost. Gross. Florida State, they've been getting housed all year. Yeah. No, I'm not going to touch this game. It's the night game, which tells you all about this week. That's everything you need to know about this week. This is the fucking night game. Clemson versus BC. Man, it's a shame is what it is. Next up, we got Washington State against USC. I've been all in on USC this season. I'm going to take this down to 6. This is going to go in my teasers. USC minus 13 in this game. You guys know anything about Washington State other than where it is?
They're fun.
Are they? Why?
Their quarterback's fun. Ward.
Okay. He's got, 1,400 yards passing already. Decent numbers on this kid. Over-under's high, 66. Say,
score.
Yeah, all right.
I got this in my 6-point teaser category. Yeah,
I'm going to put this in a teaser as well. Have not missed on USC this season, and it's a weird team every year that I'm always really fucking good at. USC has been my team this year as far as gambling goes. Next up, we got South Carolina against Kentucky. This is Kentucky minus 10.5. I'm going to drop this down as well. It's Spencer Rattler against his Kentucky defense at home. This is a night game. They're 13. They'll show up for this.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably safe at 10.5. You might even be safe at 20.5, to be honest.
Maybe.
South Carolina is really bad.
Yeah. They're not great.
South Carolina stinks, and Kentucky is still totally and completely in the hunt for the division title.
Yep.
So, I mean, they only have one loss. They just have to win out.
But even though Levis had to snap his finger back into place last week.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, don't worry about it, buddy.
It worked.
It worked.
He did it.
And they're there.
Well, then he fumbled the ball twice after.
Well, that sounds like a bunch of liberal bullshit.
Sure does, dude. I'm taking Kentucky in this one, and I'll probably watch this game because it's the night game here. Unless there's one better. Army against Wake Forest. Army's 1-3. Wake Forest has looked pretty goddamn good this year with Hartman. Hartman's got 1,200 yards and 15 TDs. This is Wake minus 16.5 in this one. This is an easy teaser for me down to 9.5 on a card, and I'm all good taking Wake Forest.
I'm fine with that. I think the over is probably – look, Army doesn't – I don't think they're going to be able to play a whole lot of defense here. The only thing that they have going for them is the weird triple option shit, right?
Yes.
And – They happen to be able to eat up a lot of time off the clock usually, but I think Hartman is going to throw probably 6 touchdowns in this game.
Yeah. I'm taking Wake Forest in this one. Next up is BYU versus Notre Dame. This is Notre Dame minus 3.5 at Notre Dame. I stay far, far away from this game. No.
And it's being played in at Allegiant Stadium, the Raiders Stadium.
Why?
I have no fucking clue. I don't. BYU and Notre Dame, maybe they brought those two teams because they knew none of the players would get affected by the Vegas atmosphere.
There is no bigger waste of Las Vegas on two fan bases.
I know.
It could be Baylor too.
Yeah.
And then super religious fan bases. Yeah. My God.
Like what?
Liberty.
Tickets are expensive though, man. No,
Liberty would at least low key. They'd all get prostitutes.
Yeah, they're Protestants, so they're going to fuck around.
But Notre Dame, it's not even their religion. It's that they're all dweebs. You know what I mean?
But to go back to my point, here is Notre Dame's fan base. Last row tickets in this stadium are $116 for the last row in this.
It's also Vegas, though.
No, I understand that. But to go to Vegas to come see a team that's 2-2?
The most exciting player out of Notre Dame, maybe not even exciting, but the most notable player in recent history out of Notre Dame is a guy who fucking had a fake internet girlfriend.
Yeah, Manti Te'o.
So it's why waste? This seems intentional. College football is we got to send two teams to Vegas. Who's it going to be? We can't send fucking Ross or Dan.
Yeah.
They'll burn that place the fuck down. So it's all these assholes.
So have fun if you're there. It's on NBC. So you get to watch it. Next up is Kansas State against Iowa State. God, gross game. This is Kansas State minus 2. flip a fucking coin in the air if you want, and then pick a team, because that's kind of what this game is. We're here to win you money, not to fucking try to guess who might win a fucking field goal game against two schools that no one gives two dicks about. Do you touch this game?
Oh, no.
No.
No. Although, I mean, you know, Kansas State should win this game.
They're ranked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've looked pretty decent in several games this year. They should definitely win this. Iowa State's a weird place to play, but they have not been as good at home as typical, I think.
That Deckers kid at quarterback for Iowa State is pretty good. It wouldn't surprise me if Iowa State wins this game, to be honest with you. Just because nobody gives a shit about Kansas State. This next game was supposed to be the marquee, one of the marquee matchups of the year, if not the marquee matchup of the year. Texas A&M against Alabama. Now, A&M has shit the bed all year long. They look awful. They don't have a quarterback. Not really sure what's going on there until these players kick in. All the players that they bought in the offseason that Saban was talking about, well, they probably won't be good for, what, next year? The year after?
Probably next year.
They buy a five-star at least because for quarterback. They don't have a QB here.
I don't know about quarterback. I didn't really pay attention to that, but I know they have even this year.
The defensive line is really fucking good.
Yeah.
Well, once those kids, have an extra year.
Between the transfer portal and new signees that came on freshmen from this year, I think they had five of the eight top people on the defensive side of the ball, but it hasn't really worked out.
No,
right?
No.
I mean, you still got to.
I can't score points.
I hate that phrase that defense wins championships. I mean, there's something to that for sure. But if your defense is on the field for 35 plus minutes a game, it doesn't matter how good they are. They're going to get exposed at some point.
Right. This is Alabama minus 24. If Bryce Young was playing, maybe. But. Without the unknown, right? Well, Saban said he's day to day. If it's what we think it is and what Giorgio said that he had, he could be out for weeks. Mm. And I don't know that they necessarily, why Saban is saying this, I don't know that they necessarily give a shit about Texas A&M, but they certainly care about Tennessee the week after. So maybe that's why we're getting this fucking song and dance, which we'll probably get through next week.
But didn't A&M beat Alabama
last year? They did.
So you have to think along with Nick Saban here. He's a lunatic.
I mean, the entire offseason, they were beefing.
Yeah,
Jimbo.
100%.
So he's going to try to push Jimbo's shit in.
I think he will, but I don't know that he can with that quarterback is the problem. The backup quarterback.
Quarterbacks at Alabama do not matter.
Yeah, you can pretty much run the ball, as they proved last week. Right?
Yeah, so look, it'll chew up a lot of clock. 24 is...
Not if you're ripping off 70-yard fucking runs.
Wow. I mean, having quarterbacks at Alabama, that's a pretty new thing.
It's a luxury.
And they always beat the shit out of people and Saban's entire tenure. So it's, they got to play like it's 2011 again. Whatever, they'll fuck them up.
But Texas A&M's line is decent, like their defensive line. So so many points. Do you take it?
24, no.
Do you take it down at all?
We'll see. If Young plays, I probably will, yeah.
Okay.
And I'll probably take it
at
18.
We'll check back in. Look, at 18 with Young, fine. At 24 with, what's his name? Dildo, whatever the fucking guy's name was. He couldn't throw the ball. I don't trust 24 points with that kid in a night game. Because Jimbo will be just as fired up as fucking Saban is.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the ability that Nick Saban does.
So
or the players.
Points, yeah. I get it. Check back in on Drinking Bros Sports here at the end of the week. We'll see if Bryce Young ends up playing because we still don't know his condition at all. Nothing has been said about the guy. Next up, we got Florida State against NC State. This is NC State minus 3.5 at home. You and I have been to this stadium multiple times. It doesn't really matter. It's not a...
This play, it looks like a fucking... Honestly, it looks like a small 4A Texas high school.
Yes.
That's what that stadium
looks like. I was just
going to
say, so I was...
Maybe even 3A, I don't... But like the 5A schools here, all of their stadiums are better than fucking NC State.
I went to the Drippin' Springs homecoming game here,
yeah.
And it was like a church. I mean, it was beautiful. It was and there was a million people there. It was sold out. There was... thousands and thousands of people there. So yes, the same size as NC State.
I was kind of...
That's not going to matter.
I was kind of embarrassed for NC State. It was the first time since I was younger that I'd been there to that college football stadium, and it was like, really? Like, this is, you're a major school. You've been pretty good a couple of times over the last 20 years or so. What the fuck?
Even the announcers sound like a high school announcer.
Oh, yeah.
It's 24 with a ball.
Yeah, it sounded like fucking Varsity Blues or some shit.
That was wild. I'm staying away from this. I think this is going to be close. NC State isn't that great. They were fine against Clemson, but Clemson's not that great. Next up, we got Oregon against Arizona. Minus 13 for Oregon. No.
I mean, probably, but...
But why trust it? Why risk it? Not a fan of these games this week. Not a lot of them.
This is actually the first game that Arizona's playing against a real team so far this year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is Oregon even real?
Maybe. I don't know. Mississippi State, they played early in the year, and they got beat by 22.
Mm-hmm.
That's about what I expect here.
All right. If you're desperate and you're up late, it's the 8 o'clock game. It's the last ranked game of the evening.
I don't bet Pac-12 ever unless
I try not to. USC, I bet.
I'll bet USC because they when USC is good, they're good. That's it. Right? They don't fucking fall victim to these weird Pac or Trap 12 things because that's a real conference. That's why they're leaving.
They will because they have Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see later in the year.
They will once it gets to the CFP, but until then, no, they beat everybody.
No.
Including Utah.
Not at Oklahoma, they didn't.
When?
Oklahoma's
they
not
always
USC.
Lost. It's the same shit. It's the same coach. Lincoln Riley's always going to lose some stupid fucking game.
No, but they always went to the CFP. They were there.
And they always had one stupid loss like Kansas State or Iowa State.
No, they had Jalen Hurts as a quarterback, and he fucking sucked. Like, I was at that game, dude. He lost by 90. Nothing you can do. The kid couldn't throw a fucking pass. He's magically figured it out this year, and I hope that continues, but we'll find out.
It was horrible of the university to force Lincoln Riley to use him. It's like he had one hand tied behind his back. Lincoln Riley got worse every year at Oklahoma. Yeah.
Who was the other option there?
Okay, that's on Lincoln Riley
to recruit.
Well, also to run the ball,
right,
is another option.
He also then got Spencer Rattler,
who sucks.
Yeah, but he's got a cool name. So
yeah,
and then he got Caleb Williams, and Caleb Williams is cool and all, but he has games where he sucks dick.
Okay. What are they ranked right now?
Well, wait till they lose.
But taking a brand new team,
they're not going undefeated,
to number six in the nation is pretty goddamn difficult.
He got worse every year at Oklahoma. They got like considerably worse.
So what you're saying is statistically, this is his best year. So let's just enjoy the best year, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Well, until it's not, right? Until he loses two games in the Pac-12.
There's no fucking way he's losing two games in the Pac-12.
They got to go at Utah. That's a tough game.
It's not. I don't think Utah's that good.
But it's at Utah. It's a tough game.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it, though?
It's incredibly tough.
Yep.
Have you been to Utah?
Utah's a weird fucking place.
But sure none of these other games, like Cougs at home and then at Arizona and Cal and Colorado at home, those are fucking...
About to play the Pac-12
championship. Those are blips.
Probably.
Who is that against? Like, play Utah again? Utah will have multiple losses, or Oregon, right?
Utah will definitely have multiple losses. I don't know. How do they do it? I don't think there's two divisions.
It's South versus North. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
They'll play Utah again.
No, I know they put in a rule where they're gonna change it. Is that after this year?
No, it's this year. I don't see a South-North on their standings. Is that over?
It used to be, but it's not anymore.
Yeah, they took that out. Yeah.
So are they just taking the top two teams, or how are they doing it?
I think so.
No. So... that'll probably be USC and Oregon or UCLA at this point.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it right here. I see
standings right now. Pac-12 South, Pac-12 North.
Where are you looking at?
I don't see that either.
I'm looking at ESPN.
I've only got full standings on ESPN right now. But I'm looking at the rest of USC's schedule. They're at Utah. Sure, it's a tough game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're at UCLA.
But that's
obviously
it.
Obviously, that's not.
That's it. That's the, I mean, Notre Dame's not very good, and it's at home, so that gives them the advantage this year. Maybe the Pac-12, who's, I don't know how those divisions are broken up.
So it's California, Oregon State, Stanford, Washington State in the North.
Okay, so they'll beat all those teams.
So it'll be Oregon then, probably, right?
Probably Oregon.
Or Washington.
Maybe.
Washington just got, shithouse?
Like, Oregon looked bad week one and got clipped, but... I think they're better
than
Washington. I think they're quite a bit better than Washington.
They're going to lose Utah, and they could lose UCLA.
I don't think it's a Utah game at all. Not at all.
Yeah. Maybe.
We'll see. Long year, fun, plenty of games to bet on. Not a lot that I like this week. We're not also not going anywhere this week because there simply isn't enough great games to go. There's not one that I'd really, really give a shit about. Like, it's odd to say that, but on a Saturday, I always love watching college football. But there's not one that I'm like, holy shit, I got to watch this fucking game. It happens. That's it.
I'll be watching baseball anyways.
That's right. Like playoffs start.
Playoffs start what? Yeah. Fucking Friday?
Sure do.
Yeah. Did Judge not hit a home run?
He did not in the first game. So
yeah, there's another game tonight,
and then we're going to the game tomorrow.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed that he doesn't hit it tonight.
I think he's saving it up.
Yeah, I want it to be last game. Balls hit right to you, Ross.
Same.
And it hits him right in the face, and he goes back into a coma for another 3 months.
And the ball lands in Dan's hands.
I get the ball. I sell it for $3 million. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gone. You don't see me again.
We'll never see Dan again, right? Yeah. Like, yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he's like Ben Affleck. And no, I know. And I'm Matt Damon.
Matt Damon, yeah. Yeah. Except you're not going to California.
No. No. No, not. I mean, maybe to fucking murder like 30 people, but.
You leave this country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like on my way out.
Bet with us or against us at MyBookie.com. Use promo code DRINKINBROS to double your deposit all the way up to $1,000. And if you're going to any of these games and need tickets, go to DRINKINBROSTICKETS.com. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the College Football Pick'em Show. Good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.